much bigger than a man. We saw his sledge just in front of you on the night before the storm. I am pleased you all saw that huge figure, Frankenstein said. Perhaps that will help you to believe my story. During the days, while the captain worked on the ship, Frankenstein wrote down his story. And each evening, he read what he had written to the captain. Here is Victor Frankenstein's story. Chapter 2. Victor Frankenstein's story begins. I was born in Switzerland, in the town of Geneva. My parents loved each other very much, and I learned from the example of their love. I learned that to love and to be patient are the most important things in the world. My mother hoped to have a daughter after I was born, but for 5 years I was the only child. And then my mother found a sister for me. She was helping a family in which there were 5 children. They were very poor, and the children were thin and hungry. One of the children was a little girl, with golden hair and blue eyes. Her name